So plug in to Culture City Radio every Wednesday from noon to 2 p.m. on the only station making wave, WHFR 89.3 FM in Dearborn, and on the web at WHFR.FM.
According to the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics, the employment outlook for medical insurance specialists is expected to grow above average clear through the year 2014. Henry Ford Community College is prepared to train you in the exciting and lucrative field of healthcare as a medical insurance specialist. For more information, give us a call at 800-585-HFCC.
Think you have what it takes? We do. Henry Ford Community College. Visit us online at hfcc.edu.
Highway 61, the longest highway that I know.
Highway 61 offers nothing but the finest in a wide variety of blues every Friday from 2 until 6 p.m. I'm Joanne Korchenska, and I hope you'll join me on the cruise down Highway 61 every Friday afternoon from 2 to 6, only on the station Making Waves.
Traveling all the time. That's where my baby stays.
WHFR Dearborn. This show is pre-recorded. The opinions expressed on HFCC's Campus Connection are not necessarily those of anyone here at Henry Ford Community College. That is Put Me on the Radio, and that, I don't remember, that wasn't, a year ago, that wasn't our song, was it, Lindsay?
No, we had, Rocky Horror.
Yeah, it was something from the Rocky Horror Picture Show, something or other.
It was cool.
But I remember that it only had, it had words,
yeah.
Really, really, like, quickly into the song, so we could only play, like, the first 12 seconds or something.
That was a long time ago, Dennis.
We didn't really know where, well, we're not that further ahead. Anyway, who we're talking like we're having this conversation here. I'm Dennis. I'm with Lindsay, and this is the 1 year anniversary of the Campus Connection.
Woohoo! Happy anniversary.
You too. who'd have known?
Yeah, right.
No
wow.
way.
Wow, a year.
Yeah, but and more than 12 shows, which is kind of neat because we had an opportunity to learn from our mistakes at a couple other shows. But this is a Campus Connection. We, meaning Lindsay and myself, Dennis. We talk about the things that are going on at Henry Ford Community College in beautiful Dearborn, Michigan. We're right on the campus. That's where our radio station is, WHFR, the station making waves. We're right here on campus, and we talk about the things going on at the school, not only for the students, faculty, and staff, but how they relate to the outside community. So anyone listening that either is a former student or maybe never went here, but you know of our you're within the range of our voice, not on the internet because we're there too. Please understand that many of the things that we talk about, and we will reiterate this, but many of the things that we talk about on the Campus Connection are, in fact, opportunities for you to come in and check out these activities, these events or whatever on campus. And many of them, if they're really inexpensive, and many of them are free.
Dennis and I really like free things.
We love free things. If this is the first time tuning in, understand that we love free things, and you'll learn very quickly, or at least by the end of the show, how much we enjoy food.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of a big part of our lives. I'm going to go out on a limb, Lindsay, and say a day does not go by that I don't at least think about food.
I would have to agree with you on that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I think it's a safe thing to say. I think that's
Yeah. Maybe a day goes by, but not many.
No, I think of food every day.
Every day.
Every day. All right. Always.
When we did show prep, we realized that we have
some big news about the school.
But a lot of it. We always say we have a lot. This time
This show is packed full of information this month.
So
tons of information.
I'm going to say, how are you? I haven't seen you since our last show, and you're doing well at Wayne?
I'm doing well. Okay. I'm doing well. I miss you, though. I kind of came in this morning and grabbed a cup of tea from the Skylight Cafe and mm-hmm. some breakfast, and I was telling you about, I really miss the food here.
Yeah.
Food here. Here we go on food again.
Yeah, okay.
Look, that wasn't planned.
I know. Let's hold off on
there's
that.
There's good food here at Henry Ford, so it was nice to have some breakfast this morning and tea from my Skylight Cafe.
And please understand if we'd like you to stay with us for the entire hour of the show, because As we're known to do, we usually wrap up the show with talk of food. And the 5101 restaurant did, in fact, open.
Mm-hmm.
So
we got big news.
Big news and lots of graphic detail about the delicious cuisine. But first on our list, Lindsay, what do you have there?
Do you know what the NKBA is?
The National Kitchen and Bath Association.
Oh, jeez.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Oh.
See, I look at it and I'm...
I mean, that was completely just out of the air and pulling that one from the dark.
I was reading the news. HFCC is approved for NKBA-supported program, and I'm, like, thinking it's
NKBA.
For, like...
NKBA.
What did I say?
NKAB.
Oh. NKBA. Yeah. NKBA, National Kitchen Bath Association.
I gotta tell you, the kitchen and bath people would be upset if we got that wrong.
I had no idea there was even an association that was with kitchen and bath.
You know, I never really put those two together. You know? But the reality is that there's probably an association for everything. So.
There is, and it's a pretty cool thing that happened. That's happening at Henry Ford Community College is we have National Kitchen Bath Association supported programs going on here, and I guess to date there are just a little over 60 colleges and universities throughout the U.S. and Canada that have achieved the NKBA supported or accredited status. So that's pretty cool for Henry Ford, because 60 schools in the whole United States and Canada, that's not a whole lot when you think of all the schools there are in the two countries.
We're kind of a big deal here.
We're kind of a big deal.
I mean, you may be off in or wherever and, you know, in Wayne State, but we're still kind of a big deal here.
Well, I got my start here.
I know, and we miss the heck out of you. We really do.
Well, this is really cool, and I'd like to just say yay for Henry Ford, and congratulations to you and the interior design department here at Henry Ford Community College. The art department is awesome. Awesome, awesome, awesome. And they were able to receive numerous benefits and accreditation.
Accreditation, yeah. Accreditation.
Accreditation.
Sure.
It's early.
It is.
Yeah.
Early on a Tuesday afternoon.
Yeah.
Because today's, we forgot, today is the, pretend that it's the 12th, Tuesday the 12th of October.
Around.
A little after one.
A little after one.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
It's early.
On to bigger and better things.
All right.
Which is what we do here at Henry Ford Community College.
Well, if we know if we're ending with food, then we are moving forward.
We are. There's, have you taken computer classes here?
I have.
Okay, because I took some too. I think it's mandatory that every graduate has to have like a computer information technology class
Something? Yeah, there's like a list of things and it has to be from one of them. So 3 credit hours of a computer related. I took software applications. Some people take hardware.
Okay, yeah. That's right. I remember I was kind of regretting that I didn't take the class you took. My class was...
Mm.
Yeah.
Well, mine was easy because it's just, you know, we use Word all the time.
Mm.
And the class was teaching us how to use Word, Excel, whatever.
Well... You know, those computer labs that we were in?
Mm-hmm.
There's going to be 19 new computers in a brand new lab being funded by Grainger. Are you familiar with Grainger?
You know, I am.
Okay, well,
It is early.
Henry Ford is dedicating a whole computer laboratory to Grainger, in the name of Grainger. On Thursday, October 21st at 11 a.m., they are going to be opening a lab with 19 new computers and monitors and instructional equipment. And they're doing programs that are for Keytrain and interactive training systems to measure and enhance career readiness skills for area students and employers.
That is awesome.
I'm reading that.
That's cool.
So everybody knows. Yeah. The computer lab will provide for a wide variety of professional certification testing, distance learning, and CLEP, CLEP testing.
Yeah.
The college level, oh man.
Wow. I just call it CLEP.
Yeah, it's CLEP, but there, I know what the acronym is.
You do?
Yeah.
Apparently.
It will come to me in a little, next segment.
All right, great. I can't wait. Why don't we just wait?
Yeah, anyway. It's a wonderful, cool thing. We're getting more computers here because I really thought that I was in a very nice computer lab when I had my computer class here at Henry Ford.
Okay.
So now not only is the cool lab that I was in with the tons of different PCs and Macs, now there's going to be a whole nother lab with 19 more computers. And the telecommunications program last year that whole Mac Lab that was opened and all the stuff that's
in there. It was unbelievable, wasn't it? And they're actually building it as, I mean, it was almost humorous because they were putting stuff
like
together.
We were like brand new. We were the first people to get
it. We sat on, like some of our, instead of chairs, I mean, this is how new it was. We were sitting on boxes. Okay, I'm exaggerating a little bit, but they were literally, the boxes were in there. And they were putting this stuff together as we're taking our film production classes and stuff.
Pretty cool.
It was really cool. And they added a ton new cameras, I was told, tripods and all that stuff too.
Yeah, so there's even more being added now to the computer worlds of our school technology departments.
We're doing well. And thank you, Granger.
Thank you, Granger. That's awesome. Very cool. And if you if you're hearing this and you're liking this and you want to get involved with Henry Ford Community College, now is a really good time to get into the world of medical jobs.
Oh my gosh,
health
yes.
careers is a big deal. And
can I say something? Mm-hmm. I've been following this a lot. A lot of people that I know are getting into health, and a big reason why they wanted to was because there were so many opportunities. There's a lot of different jobs, and a lot of them are like wide open. You don't necessarily have to stay in the area, but there are jobs in the area. My point is that recently, and I know the USA Today ran a couple different articles regarding the healthcare industry and how, because there were so many job opportunities, so many people got involved, and now it seems, according to these articles, that there aren't as many opportunities. I've talked to a few of the instructors here and some of the people that job placement, and they said that is true at a national level, but there are still a lot of opportunities here. In other words, don't go into healthcare. If that's your thing, don't worry. Don't go in there thinking, oh, well, you know, there used to be jobs, there won't be. Everything else are cycles, sure.
Yeah. But I could throw a statistic at you real quick.
Please.
Yeah, the Bureau, I can't talk. The labor statistics estimates that the medical transcription field is going to experience an 11% employment growth between 2 years ago and 2018. So from 2008 to 2018, 11%. That's a pretty big jump.
So what happens in the media is they focus on one particular job, and I think it was nursing. Because there are so many, you have to remember there's a 2-year wait to get into our nursing program. Mm-hmm. So it means there's a lot of people interested. Well, that may be the case in certain areas of the country that, you know, especially the major cities, hospitals may not be looking for as many nurses as they were. But it was also brought to our attention that, let's even take nursing as an example, there's a lot of other jobs within nursing that don't necessarily mean working in a hospital. So I guess the whole point is, when really do your, as Jay Cornick always says, really do a lot of research on this, because just a superficial view of it would say, oh, I won't get into that because there's no jobs right now. The reality is there really are, but you just have to look a little deeper, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So there you go. That's my little take on it.
It's your little take
on it. That's it. Yeah, so do it.
Well, the Center for Lifelong Learning is holding a kind of informational session thing if you want to get involved in some of the medical careers, like medical transcription program, like I said, is on the rise for these jobs. And the Center for Lifelong Learning is going to host two information sessions, and that's going to be next week on Wednesday, October 20th at 1, and then again at 6:30. I'm going to say it one more time because it's very important. Next Wednesday, October 20th at 1 p.m. and again at 6:30. Mark your calendar so that you can go and be provided with information on the training that the school offers in conjunction with Career Step. Are you familiar with Career Step?
No, I'm not.
Okay. Career Step is a leading online healthcare education company that apparently is affiliated with Henry Ford, and they are, you know, working for careers in the growing healthcare industry. Like they're pushing for people to get involved in that. And I guess what I'm trying to say that's really cool is if you go to this informational session, speech, whatever you want to call it, and learn about this, there is going to be an opportunity that you could possibly have an introductory free laptop offer. If you take part in one of these programs that are going to be being offered for medical transcription.
I want one.
Well, and I mean, going to school is rough. You gotta, and getting financial aid isn't exactly the easiest.
Oh my gosh.
And when you do get financial aid, very rarely do you get enough to purchase all of your books and then a laptop.
Right.
So if you're going to be given a free laptop, possibility of receiving a free laptop just for enrolling in the new programs that are going to be offered, awesome.
Yeah.
That's really, really cool. Yeah. So these programs are being offered at Henry Ford Community College's Center for Lifelong Learning. And they are going to, it's.
Do you understand? I want, I know you and I know the difference, but I'd like our listeners, both of them, to understand that when you have the Center for Lifelong Learning, that's not exactly the same as being a registered student. In other words, you do not actually have to be, you don't have to enroll or register in the college.
Yeah. It's kind of.
It's like
adult ed in a way.
Yeah, thank you.
It's
I was looking for
yeah,
like a continued ed.
Yeah,
exactly. And so this is something separate from you wouldn't. While you could be considered, you can mm-hmm. register and take other classes. This is kind of like a whole program in itself.
Yeah,
offered by the school, but not necessarily
like a trade.
Thank you.
Kind of like a trade. And if you want to know more about this and you want to get involved in it and you want to take part in it, be at the Barry Amphitheater, the ASCC building, which is the big giant blue building with all the windows on Evergreen that me and Dennis speak of often.
Often.
On October 20th, that's a Wednesday, either at 1 o'clock or 6:30, did I say? Yes, mm-hmm. 1 o'clock or 6:30. And there, I also have a phone number that you can call. It's 313-317-1500. There is a website, and it's real simple. It's Career Step, like taking a step. careerstep.com/HFCC. And, you know, just go to this this wonderful session on medical transcription program.
Medical transcription. And yeah. Just the fact that they're doing this and offering a free laptop means that there is, I mean, this is to entice you to come in. That means they need people. So mm-hmm. that's a really good sign.
It's promising.
Listen, we're through with our first segment. We are going to take a short non-commercial break, and we will be back with more. This is the Campus Connection on WHFR, WHFR.FM, the station making waves.
This is an official station of the MAEB.
MAEB.
The Michigan Association of Educational Broadcasters was formed in 1977 to support your local high school and college radio stations. These stations serve the community and create alternative programming. But most importantly, they discover and train the next generation of broadcasters. For more information on the MAEB and its affiliates, visit www.maeb.org.
We are back to the Henry Ford Community College's Campus Connection with Dennis and Lindsay.
Dennis and Lindsay.
Happy anniversary, Dennis.
Happy anniversary. This is, we talked about it. It's been 1 year. I won't listen to that first show again. There's no way.
Is it even around?
Oh, yeah.
Isn't it gone forever?
That's part of the problem.
Yeah.
No, it never goes away. Oh, it's a podcast. And, you know, just for kicks one time, we should just listen to it. We should have probably before
We should
today.
Have played it for today.
Yeah.
It would have been fun to try and repeat that show, see how badly we can do.
Well, actually listening to, we should have listened to it and then try to repeat it. Is that what you mean? Like redo that show, but now?
Yeah.
Yeah. Can you imagine? Well, I don't know. I mean, let the listeners be the judge.
Right.
Maybe in our minds we got better, but
I don't know.
I'm feeling rough today.
It is a rough day. We're stumbling over words. It's our anniversary.
It is.
Bear with us. It's our anniversary, and we're just...
We'll still bring you the news. Yeah. It just will be in a different form of delivery, I guess.
Work along with us.
We're still the ambassadors.
We are still the ambassadors, whether or not we are lacking in our linguistics. we can't speak. I really am at a loss for words today. I am, like, my vocabulary is out the window right now.
We figured we would just, to save trouble, we would just do sign language, but then we figured that wasn't as good a radio.
It wasn't going to work. We could just...
Okay. Hey, okay. Do you know what last Friday was?
No.
The Mirror News came out.
Oh.
Yeah. The next installment of the Mirror News.
That's right, because I read it.
It's going to be awesome.
No, because I seen you on Saturday, and I told you that I liked... Was it I see you on Saturday?
Last week?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, yeah.
So I have seen you since
the
last
looking,
show.
Yeah,
you're right.
Yeah, we have seen each other. God, we just lied on the radio.
No, we didn't know. Our intentions weren't to lie.
I'm looking forward to, once again, part of the Looking Glass. I really like the Looking Glass, through the Looking Glass. the Mexican siesta employee death row and
yeah,
his
don't
last
look for that article.
Meal is Taco Bell. Don't look for that one.
No, because what we like to do is put two teasers that are actually going to be in the next issue.
And
then
that
one
wasn't
is just a headline.
Be?
No.
Oh. Well,
it will be now. Thanks.
I'm sorry.
Thanks for putting me on this.
I should have said something.
But I want to tell you.
But no, it's really witty, and that's what I'm trying to get at. I really like that. Was funny.
Cool. Well, yeah. You're really going to enjoy it because you like poetry, don't you?
Mm-hmm.
I say that like I don't. I'm learning to really appreciate poetry. And as you may know, the Looking Glass section was something. It was kind of like, we'll do what it'll be more creative than just straightforward news or hard mm-hmm. news or features. And a lot of it, of course, you know, I make up actual news stories to go in there. And we opened it up to the student body and the faculty, and we're starting to get a response. So the cover page of the Looking Glass, again, original art, but new. It's new. It's not the stuff that you may have seen. And also original poetry is on the cover page, and it's unbelievable.
Yeah.
I mean, I look forward to your feedback on it.
Cool.
It's amazing.
Do you have a full staff?
Oh my gosh.
You have a lot of people that are taking part in the news?
We have 21 full-time employees.
Wow.
Full-time. So that's 21 people that show up at all the meetings. And if you look at the masthead, I have to qualify that. Two of them are contributing writers that aren't actually on our staff, but they contribute
still,
writing.
I mean, right. If you have 15 plus students that are taking part in the school paper.
19 full-time, not including our advisor and two additional contributors. One of them is, you know, Kurt Anthony Krug.
We had him on Mass Communications.
Exactly.
Yeah.
He is. He contributed two movie reviews.
Okay.
In the paper. Oh. Really cool.
Nice.
Of course, that's his thing. He's really into media.
Yes. Yes.
And then Gary Irwin, who is the director of communications for the college, he regularly sends press releases, and actually he was the one. He kind of actually got a little bit of some prestige in my book because we put the article about the opening of the 5101 restaurant.
Mm.
He wrote it. And it was just like, yeah, we could do a student because it's a student run paper, but he just did it so well. So with that in there, thank you, Gary. So those are the two people,
cool.
Kurt and Gary, that are not actually full-time staff.
But if someone listening, a student listening right now to us, wants to take part in the Mirror News,
please.
You don't turn anyone away. You never
absolutely
have too
not.
Many.
No. And we will, if you just, as I always say, putting your toe in the water just to check out journalism, if it's something you want to do or you're not sure, come into the office, C117 here at the Student Center, editor at hfcc.edu. Let me know, please. Hmm. And we'll talk more about this. In fact, I should have brought this up later when we talk about the Michigan Avenue Journal, but right now, you got some neat stuff about people that are looking to better themselves.
Secrets of success.
Awesome.
Henry Ford does this every year, and they are always a success.
Did you just go,
I did. there's already been one here at the school. We missed it. The using your learning styles.
Wasn't that on the 23rd of September?
It was. Okay. It was. So next up is Thursday, October 21st, is note-taking.
Cool.
And this is going to be going on Learning Resources Center. It's presented by the Student Outreach and Support, and they do quite a bit helping students out with test-taking strategies and note-taking skills and just how to be a better student.
It is amazing the support you get here.
The note-taking, I probably could have used that. I'm kind of having a problem with taking notes.
Really?
Well, see, I can always read my own notes, but I had someone at school, and I'm at a new school.
Right.
I had a girl ask if, you know, she missed class. She's like, could I look at your notes? And I'm like speechless. Like, no, you can't look at my notes because you're not going to understand a word that they say. Like, I am so all over the place when I take notes. And
so you just told it no?
Well,
gosh, Lindsay.
She could. I said. I know. I told her, Dennis. Now I sound like a jerk.
No.
No. I told her. Yeah. Sure. I mean, if you want to, but you're not going to be able to understand them, and I'm not going to do the lecture all over again for you and explain what the teacher had to say. That's kind of like how I am. I take notes, and I don't.
For you.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. They could not be to anybody else's use whatsoever.
Right.
And
well,
sometimes they're not even, I know, but sometimes they're not even good for me. Sometimes I'm reading them and I'm like, what is this?
No, because it's an in-the-moment thing.
Yeah.
And sometimes if you don't have enough information in there, because if you're like me.
And I was never properly taught how to take notes. If I would have went to one of these note-taking strategies, Secrets of Success programs that go on here, it's just one day, just go for an hour and learn about the basics of how to take notes. And mm-hmm. It's free and it's for students. I should have done it.
I know.
It would, I mean. You know I did. I'm okay. I'm managing. I'm getting by without it, but it would have been a good idea. So to the student listening that can relate to me and has some trouble taking notes at times, or maybe reading what their notes say and understanding what's going on with their notes, why don't you go to Learning Resources Center on September, no, it's October now. We're done with September.
Yeah.
October 21st in room 121 in the LRC building.
LRC.
And this, or you can contact Dr. Brenda Hildreth.
Yeah, she's awesome.
I was just gonna say, Dennis likes her. She's awesome.
No, I mean, and she's one of the people that supports the paper so much.
Yeah.
I mean, we'll get into that, but yeah, Dr. Hildreth is.
She's the coordinator of the Student Outreach and Support Program, and you can get a hold of her by calling 313-845-9757. Awesome that she does everything that she does to help students better themselves as students.
No, there's one after that. Does that fall in November?
The next one is in November, and it's not until November 18th. It's test taking strategies.
So we'll talk about that
on our next show. Maybe we could even see how the turnout's been for these note taking and test taking strategies. Maybe talk to Dr. Hildreth a little bit.
I would really like that.
That'd be cool.
Yeah. So but just keep that on your radar.
Yeah.
That's not the limit of our support here in regard to.
No, not only do we help people, we help students be better students. We want to help them get into the career world and be good employees and finding a career and landing a career.
And how are we helping students do that?
By the free career planning seminars. Yeah.
Pay attention, Dennis.
All right. This there's three of these. The first one is Monday. The first one is Monday, October 18th, from 10 to 11. And then again at from 1 to 2. And they are going on in the Learning Resources Building, room 121, the same exact room that the note-taking strategies goes on in. A lot goes on in this room.
Yeah.
It's a pretty important room.
It is.
Yes. And you can...
Anytime I walk by, I take my hat off, and then I put it back on.
Oh,
say the Pledge of Allegiance.
Right.
I don't know. I
pledge allegiance to the school
yeah.
that gave me a career.
Henry Ford Community College.
And
just keep
degree.
Walking. Yeah,
yeah,
I make up my new words.
Right. find out answers to any of your career-related questions, whether it be resume questions, interview questions, how to find a job questions, anything. I mean, right now in where we're at in Michigan and how hard it is to come across a job.
It is. It's getting better, but there's still
it's still rough.
You have to look and you have to what's the word? Train. You have to train. And sometimes, like in the case of myself, and you know, and I can speak for you, Lindsay, you reinvented yourself a couple times.
Yeah.
And as did I. So now is the time to do exactly what you want to do.
Yes.
And this particular seminar will probably, I'm sure we'll stress that.
Yeah. And it's going to provide you with like a step-by-step process on how to make good career decisions and inform you of the career planning services that are offered here at Henry Ford Community College. They will put it in, like install, let you know, hey, this is what's going on in the school. Don't miss out on it. And we're going to make sure that you know about every possible little career expo job training or anything that goes on here.
You need that.
You need to go talk to Chad Austin.
Oh, he's a friend of the show, Chad Austin. Wonderful, wonderful man. Mm-hmm. Being part of the, you know, I'm employed by the college now as the editor, and I had to go to an orientation meeting, and he's awesome.
Yeah, he was.
I never get tired of talking to him.
We interviewed him close to the beginning of our,
Are you sure he wasn't the first show? I think he was.
He might have been the first show.
Now I got to go back and listen.
Now we have to listen to it.
Cringing for an hour. That's okay. But back to what you were talking about with this career stuff.
Yes, they are 50-minute seminars, and the first one is Monday, October 18th. At 10, actually 10:10. I'm saying 10 because you should arrive 10 minutes early to anything that you go to.
Absolutely, at least 10 minutes early, sure.
So 10 to 11, and then again from 1 to 2. There's another one Wednesday, October 20th from 3:30 to 4:30. And there's another one Thursday, October 21st from 3:30 to 4:30. And you can always find information on these on Henry Ford Community College's website, hfcc.edu.
Yeah.
And
it's really easy to navigate, too.
But
just so you know, the things that Lindsay and I talk about, if you look at right on the front page, hfcc.edu, it'll say toward the bottom of the front page, it'll have events and then news. If you click on that, it does go by month. So many of the things we talk about are actually there.
Mm-hmm.
We like to think that we get the news. Well, we definitely get it out in a different way than print. But we like to think that a lot of this is just happening. So maybe the first time you're hearing of it is through us. But please find out more information, all the details. If you forget, if you're driving right now or whatever, go back to the website, check it out, and you can take, you know, get the contact info from there.
Yes.
You know what? We should probably, well, what do you have?
We could take a quick break if that's what you're thinking and come back with music and arts and theater and all this fun stuff, and then food to wrap it up.
Yeah, well, we have a big, the next two segments are big. So, yeah, we're going to take a short non-commercial right now, and we'll definitely back with everything Lindsay just said.
Music and arts and fun. Oh yeah, my. Brace yourself, folks.
All right, stay tuned.
Impact is a public affairs talk program taking an in-depth look at specific organizations, events, and people who have taken up a cause to make a positive change in our communities and around the world. Please join me, Kristen, every fourth Tuesday of the month from 1 p.m. to 2 p.m. for Impact, right here on 89.3 WHFR.FM, the station making waves.
HFR Campus Connection, HFCC's Campus Connection with Lindsay and Dennis. This is, we call it the anniversary edition, but we've been doing it a year. Yeah, we can call it the anniversary edition.
Because it's our anniversary.
It is, I know.
What else would it be called?
I understand. I just,
it's
I guess,
not our birthday.
No.
No.
No, but I'm
we
looking.
We were well on our ways before this, so.
What I know, but I was looking, I just look at it as it's just another show because I know we're going to do so many more. The significance is not lost on me, though. A year. Doing anything's a long time.
Well, yeah, it's our first anniversary. Next year, we'll say happy anniversary next year, too.
All right.
It will still be another anniversary.
Well, I'm really glad I got you something.
I'm expecting silver. Wait, is that what you get on your second? I don't even know. I never had an anniversary before.
Oh, how sad.
Yeah.
I'm glad to be a part of this then. And I got you something really nice that, and we can exchange those things later, gifts later.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
Wait.
Sure.
You didn't get me.
Sure. All right.
She's like, I got you coffee last show.
Yeah, right. You're done.
Anyway, Campus Connection, Lindsay and Dennis, WHFR, Station Making Waves. And as promised, we're going right into a segment regarding arts and entertainment and just neat stuff.
And music.
Music
is what we're going to kick off with.
Yeah.
Music is where we're going to start. Around
What's
the World's Concert Series.
Okay.
Which it's really funny that we're talking about all this stuff. Like the career seminars and the, you know, these concert series and stuff. Because last year when we started the show, all this stuff was going on too. Like, this is annual things that go on at Henry Ford.
Right.
The Around the World Concert Series, it's every fall.
Right.
They bring it back because it does so well. The Student Activities Office puts on these wonderful concerts with, I can't remember last year, there was like four different bands that came throughout the week and played in the Student Center.
It was incredible.
And
well, you know, last week, I know that you're going to talk about the upcoming part of the series, the upcoming
concert.
Thank you. But the one that just passed, and we covered it in Mirror News, was a gentleman named Ozzy Rivera, who was born in Puerto Rico, raised in Southwest Detroit, and he has this, it's like an Afro-Latin type music. And I don't know if you're familiar with that, but it had kind of like an island type
sound. I can picture
sound.
It.
Yeah. And it was music that was popular on plantations and on the in the countrysides of the Caribbean islands.
Oh, fun.
And it was really neat because his whole thing was, look, I got a lot of music here and we have an hour. So as opposed to me sitting up here and playing these and describing what's going on or whatever, how about I get you involved as an audience? And that's exactly what he did. And he had three different groups of people, instruments and dancers. These are volunteers from the audience. And apparently the I was in class, so I didn't get to see it. But one of the writers, Eric Freeman, attended it, and he said he couldn't believe how many people were there. No, granted, it's at a great time. It's at lunchtime in the cafeteria.
Oh yeah.
So it's not in the Student Center here, so it's not a bad time to if you want a lot of people. But he said the participation was incredible. He said there were so many people.
Well, and like island music sounding stuff. And
come on.
Where's the, were there pina coladas floating around?
You know what I'm saying?
Too, you know?
Second only to probably, and I think you'll agree, but the sounds of the Cajun sounds of New Orleans.
Oh, yeah.
After that, I love Caribbean. I mean, it's amazing music. And some of the instruments, and Just read the article because it was really, really cool. And there were some instruments that, honestly, out of the two people in this room right now, only one of them would know or had ever heard of these instruments. And he's not, the person talking isn't that one. Boy, I read a really far.
I know what you're trying to say.
What I'm saying is,
I think our listeners get it too.
Do you?
Yeah.
They get that one of the hosts is not altogether here. But the fact is, I'm reading these things, and you always know about these instruments, and you're like, oh yeah, the chitty chitty bang bang that originated in South blah blah blah, and it's played between your knees with banging your head. You know. Okay, I totally made that up, but what I'm saying is that you really know about all these different instruments. So, what do we got?
We got. Well, that was nice. That was nice bringing up what happened last week with the musician, because that's what the Round the World concert series does.
So cool,
really.
You said, yeah.
And it was awesome last year too. Tons of musicians, and now I mean that sounds like a lot of fun, and that's really, really cool.
Getting the audience involved is always cool. And the way Eric explained it was like everybody was into it and they were dancing and moving and energy. And I have a feeling this upcoming concert is going to be similar.
Well, the next one is Wednesday. That's October 27th. That's next.
It's two
Wednesday.
Weeks.
2 weeks. Two weeks away.
From tomorrow or whatever.
Yeah. Sheila Landis Trio. Sheila Landis, she's a 7-time winner of the Detroit Music Award for Outstanding Jazz Vocalist.
Yep.
And the Trio for Outstanding Traditional Artist Group. Awesome.
Yeah.
Going to be here at the Student Center performing. I mean, that's kind of neat. The trio draws on traditional jazz influences as well as a bossa nova samba beat of Brazil. I like that too. And that's kind of like the idea, like, it's very, very diverse. The musical selections, I mean, obviously Around the World concert series, it has to be, you know, culturally diverse and have a little bit of everything when they book these bands to come perform here.
Right.
Wow, when you say that, book these bands to come perform here at the Student Center. Why, during lunch, you know, having your awesome food from the Skylight Cafe and your cup of tea, and you're listening to Sheila Landis, who has won Detroit Music Awards
and she's
stuff,
been on our show, and
I
had a chance to meet her during our pledge week, our pledge drive, or whatever you want to call it, when we basically the 1 week out of the year that we really hammer home the idea that we are a non-commercial independent station that does rely to a large degree on the generosity of the listeners, right?
Mm-hmm.
Sheila Landis came in when Lynn and I were together during the pledge week, and she sat in the entire 2 hours. And not only did she like co-host with us, but she also was playing the guitar and just like ad-libbing songs. She's just amazing.
That's wonderful, too, to come in and do it during pledge week and to put your time
she
in.
She didn't have
for,
to do that, yeah. So she supports our station.
We support her.
Huge. She's coming in. What's the date in the 27th?
Wednesday, October 27th, 11:30 to 1:00 is the time on this.
Right.
And this is, once again, it's presented by the Student Activities Office, which does enormous amounts of stuff for activities, I should say, for the school. And they're fun. It's the fun part of the school.
Right.
That's the fun stuff that I miss about Henry Ford. The
right.
food and the fun.
And the classes, not so much. Well.
There are a few teachers I liked.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I still talk to them, though, so I don't miss them because I still talk to
That's
them.
That's cool. That's awesome.
And then the next one is going to be a roots band, and that's not until Thursday, November 18th, so I am going to leave the listeners in anticipation. Gosh, contemplation. Have you contemplate that?
Contemplating what the heck Lindsay's talking
about.
Yeah,
well, Dennis and I both, we're going to stumble over each other's words. You pick me up, I'll pick you up. I fall down, you fall down.
Deal. Wait, I'll spit on my hand and we shake?
Yes.
No? Oh, okay.
All right, so that's the Around the World concert series.
Yeah.
October 27th, Sheila Landis Trio is going to be here at the school in the Student Center.
And just so, because now I'm really feeling self-conscious about what I said earlier, the roundabout way, what I was getting to, and you said that the listeners know, and I give them credit also. What I was saying is, Lindsay knows all these instruments, and some of them I've never heard of. So that's why I do rely upon her immense experience in music. So there it is. That's what I was trying to say.
That's what you were trying to say. Well, see, I guess I didn't know what you were trying to say
because
I didn't think you were trying to say that.
All these instruments that I've never heard of, and you go, oh, that's the whatever, and that's what I was talking about, the chitty chitty bang bang. You've heard of that instrument, insert name here, that I haven't. So I told you that you contributed.
This guy actually had a chitty chitty bang bang is what it was called?
No, I told it.
Okay, because that's a book.
In a movie. No, I totally was like...
I don't remember. I was going to say...
I don't know where that came from.
I was going to say, Dennis, I don't know the instrument.
Yeah. You got to run with it. All right, what else you got?
The Road Not Taken.
Awesome.
Our good old buddy, Susan McGraw.
You know what's funny?
WHFR's... You know, like chief in chief.
Yeah, she's the general manager and chief in chief. But I got to tell you something. We reported this in the paper also. It just started. And have you had an opportunity to go to the planetarium?
Yes. Okay. Not in a while.
No, okay. But yeah. you're obviously aware of it. Mm-hmm. And they do this will be the fall star talk, and they'll do one in the winter. And because mm-hmm. obviously everything shifts in the sky and the seasons are, it's like a landmark time to do it. Okay. So I'm thinking, I read about the planetarium show. This one's called The Road Not Taken.
Yes.
Based on the Robert Frost poem. Mm-hmm. And I see the wonderful Susan McGraw's name, and I'm thinking she's in there lecturing. No. As she put it, she goes, I'm the talent. So she lent her voice.
She's the voiceover.
To the narration. Yeah. And I just think that's so cool. To me, it's really neat. And then... To the actual presentations given by somebody from, I'm going to do this right, the Ford Amateur Astronomy Club. And that's from Ford Motor Company. And this is kind of a big deal because they actually started quite a while ago. And I have this on good information because I had a lengthy conversation with one of the people involved with the Ford Amateur Astronomy Club. The Ford Motor Company.
I was going to say Ford, like as in Ford Motor Company.
Ford Motor Company.
They have an astronomy club.
An amateur astronomy club. And it was, and obviously for it to become a club, it was, you know, a significant enough interest, right? Mm-hmm. So then, and they have 180 members. And that's just the Ford, the FAC, FAAC. Well, as it turns out, they needed a place to meet. They didn't have any place close by. And there was no room wherever, you know, at Ford. There's obviously a lot of Ford buildings, but there wasn't a place they could all meet. So Henry Ford Community College said, hey, we have space for you. Come on over here. So to show their gratitude, they now maintain and our planetarium and also give the presentations.
No way.
So we're getting really knowledgeable people in here to be able to tell us about what's going on. I bring this all up for another reason. They also are now working very closely with our own Henry Ford Community College Astronomy Club. And so everybody knows the Ford Amateur Astronomy Club donates money to our general scholarship fund. Again, to show their appreciation. Amazing. Amazing.
Yeah, I had no idea about
this. No,
this
is all
That's
something
really
I just
cool.
found out. And they're working, they're going kind of hand in hand and helping our students who obviously have the desire to learn. And these guys are, some of these guys are really knowledgeable. In fact,
astronomy is really hard.
Oh my God.
I'm in an astronomy class right now, and I can't tell you on a daily basis, I want to shoot myself in the head.
No,
I'm
it's
sorry,
tough.
But I'm like, it's really hard. So yeah, these guys must be, I mean, to be in a club, you must really be good at this stuff.
Well, no, the club part is the easy part, but
no,
to take it
but
this...
to be, I mean...
Oh, yeah, yeah, I see
I
what you're saying.
And once I'm out of class, the last thing I want to do is think about it or join a club.
Right.
Like, yeah.
And these guys, it's great. So this particular one, the Fall Star Talk, The Road Not Taken, and there's visuals other than just the stars mm-hmm. and during the presentation and also background music. And I've not gone. We're going on Tuesday. So everybody knows the doors are open at 7:15. Mm-hmm. It's first come, first serve.
You cannot be late.
You cannot be. And there's safety reasons.
Yes, you will be turned away. You cannot be in. The lights, it's dark. You
it's
can't
dark.
Come in.
And the people that are inside the planetarium already, their eyes have already adjusted. So when you open that door, it screws it up for them. Mm-hmm. And then in addition to that, the people coming in, their eyes haven't been adjusted, and it's the safety features. Yeah. You have to be careful you're not going to trip. So, yeah, they cut it off, 7:30, done. First come, first serve, but it is free. It's open to everyone. And so you know, the planetarium is right in our science building, which is on the south side of campus. So you take the south drive. In fact, you can park very close there in front of the phys ed building, mm-hmm. the fitness building. And it's right, they're really close to each other. And it's on the main
arrive
floor.
Arrive early, though, because this is free and open to the public.
Right.
So,
and it's in the main, so as soon as you walk in the doors, you look ahead, there's kind of a weird rounded wall that's
very
the planetarium.
Obvious there's a planetarium in there, yeah.
Yep, it is.
And it's every Tuesday now until December 7th, I believe, is the last one, then they'll start the winter one.
They'll start the winter one come January.
Yeah.
It's cool. It's really
cool.
Maybe
I'll go on Saturday with, or I'm on Tuesday with them.
You go on Saturday, but it won't be as fun.
No, I meant Tuesday. Dennis.
All right.
Maybe I'll go on Tuesday.
Welcome to our show, Lindsay.
Happy anniversary. That's all. Yeah, I got an anniversary in my mind. I can't.
What do you got there?
Can't concentrate. This is something you know quite a bit about because, from what I understand, you had an opportunity to talk with this gentleman.
This gentleman, and I have just a tremendous degree of respect and admiration. So much so that I'll attempt to pronounce his name right. Ima Ime. He's a Nigerian artist. He's Nigerian American. His parents were born in Nigeria. He was actually born in America, and he is now, he currently teaches at Westfield State University in Westfield, Massachusetts. And this guy is amazing. He's unbelievably amazing. His work right now through the 24th of November is on display at the Sisson Gallery, which is in our Mackenzie Fine Arts building, one of the westernmost buildings on campus, next to the tech building. And the stuff, Lindsay, it's amazing. It's each piece, and one of his pieces can actually includes two. It's two separate pieces combined for one work of art. Mm-hmm. It's just, he does the bigger than life things. You know, you called it a mural. Right.
Mm-hmm.
I thought a mural was more done right on a wall. Can you do a mural on canvas? I didn't know.
Mm.
I'm not, you'd know more than I.
Yeah, but I'm not really, I would think you can, but maybe not.
Okay.
I don't know. I shouldn't be.
Well, he calls them large figurative paintings that address cultural images of his homeland. His paintings are both dynamic and expressive as figures weave in and out of multi-layered surfaces. It's amazing. It is. It's almost like you can. While you know there are different layers, it's so seamless and it goes together so well and it's so beautiful, but it is, it's bigger than life. It's absolutely, I mean, I can't possibly do it justice by describing it, but I do want to direct people. I interviewed him last Friday, a week and a few days ago. I interviewed him on the new WHFR Journal with Jay. And we podcast that. So if you get an opportunity, what would the date be, Lindsay? It would be the 10th? No.
On Friday?
This, yeah.
Last Friday was the...
What's it? Would it be the 1st? The 1st
of... It
was
the 1st.
The 1st of October. Yeah. If you go to whfr.fm, click on Talk Shows, which I believe is one of the buttons.
That's how you listen to us if you listen to us
exactly.
on the web.
And then Jay Cornick's show is the new WHFR Journal. And just like our podcast, you look it up by date. It would be October 1st. He was the first guest, so he's like the first 10 or 15 minutes.
Cool.
Ima Ime.
I just wanted to say his name, too.
Yeah, it's amazing. This guy is just...
Where's he? And he's from...
Nigeria.
Nigeria.
He's from... Yeah. And his work kind of reflects not only, I want to say, issues, some quite negative, actually, but he brings them forward in such a beautiful way. It's like from tragedy comes this beautiful art, but that brings you, makes you aware of it.
That's one of my favorite types of art. There's so much beautiful art in and around Detroit that is like that, you know. I don't know if you're familiar with the Heidelberg Project.
Sure.
I mean,
amazing.
Yeah, I mean, they take terrible, horrible things like abandoned houses and garbage and everything and turn it into these beautiful pieces of art.
Right.
And that's kind of what this makes me think of, maybe not on that level. He's doing paintings and
right.
stuff.
Right, no, but you're not
but
far off.
But it's kind of, yeah, like
yeah.
it's...
Well, they beautified, the Heidelberg Project beautified an area that, if you're not familiar with it, and again, this is probably isn't the forum to talk about it, but look up the Heidelberg Project. It's just mm-hmm. an amazing.
Yeah.
It's would you call it in a neighborhood?
Yeah.
A neighborhood that just seemingly not connected art at the same time when looked at in the big picture is just.
Yeah.
It really is connected. But with Ima Ime, this guy. Give you an example. There was a lady, and I'm going to throw a date out there. Please don't hold me to this, but I believe it was 1906 in Nigeria. She and her son were hanged.
Oh, God.
And yeah, tragic, very tragic. Yeah. And she, it's so haunting. This particular piece is the two-piece work that I referred to earlier. And she's in there with the noose in the work.
In the painting.
But it's so... Well done.
It's
haunting without being graphic.
It's not in your face.
It's not in your face, but it's so incredibly powerful.
Yeah.
And it's more than just that because that image with the multi layers, the image goes together with some of the other images and it just works.
That's what I think of when I think of art. That's exactly what I think of.
But picture it from, you know, almost ceiling to floor to ceiling. It's very not quite that big, but it's I would say that the canvas is
just quite a big, quite a
8 feet canvas, seven.
Quite a big variety in the Sisson.
Yeah, there's a lot of pieces there.
Yeah.
And it doesn't say how many, unfortunately. But he actually gave a lecture last week at the reception. So I just
How long does this exhibit?
Till the 24th.
Till the 24th. That's
November.
Oh, I was going to say, okay, I was going to say that's soon, but 24th November.
So we have a month.
Wonderful.
And a week. And I'm really hoping that you'll get a chance to see it.
Yeah, what are the hours? Do we know the hours?
Sure. Great. Thank you. I would have, you know what? It's open to the public. No, it doesn't have the hours of the gallery.
I know the gallery had
kind of weird hours.
Last year, they kind of had weird hours. For some reason, Wednesday's ringing a bell.
Really? That was the weird day?
It might have been. Gosh.
But, I mean, for the most part, it's during the school day. So, boys, that's a great question. And
we're going to have to.
Someone prepared. We'll find that out, and we'll let you know within the next year.
For our next anniversary show.
Yeah.
We'll get the hours down.
But you can call 313-845-6485. That's 313-845-6485. Steve Glazer. That's his, he's the director of exhibitions at HFCC. That's his number, his office number, or you can email him at sglazer, G-L-A-Z-E-R, at hfcc.edu. So that's 313-845-6485, or email Steve Glazer, sglazer, G-L-A-Z-E-R, at hfcc.edu. And you know what that means? We had to take a really short non-commercial break, and we will be right back. Please stay tuned.
I jumped out of the way. I said, oh, my God, this plane's going to crash.
This thing came right across north to south. Incidentally, I was a private pilot, so I have some familiarity with the airspace.
It glided over my house, and there was absolutely no noise.
What I thought to be a kind of a boomerang shape.
Myself, my God, that's a wingspan. I've never seen anything like that.
They were reported by at least one commercial airline pilot.
It was humongous. That's all I can say.
Unconventional flying objects have been seen and reported by millions for decades, maybe even centuries. Join us the first Tuesday of each month at 1 o'clock p.m. Eastern Time, when we interview UFO experts from around the world who help separate the facts from the fiction on We Are Not Alone, right here on WHFR.FM.
Radio.
Mitch and Anthony.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. And you know, and I work with them. Mm-hmm. I want to say.
You got to put a plug in.
No. Well, you know that I really do this time of year. If listeners don't remember a year ago, just a big group of us and many of them HFCC students, we work at a haunted house and we scare people. We're actually, because I'm not a big fan of going.
He gets paid to scare people, folks.
This is amazing. Let me tell you something. Last week, scared two kids right out of their shoes. I'm not making that up. They were looking for I'm in the corn maze, and the kids were, and when I say kids, they were probably 15, 16. And they were just like, one, I can't find my shoes. And then right after I did my thing, because I'm a scary clown, the other person ran, and she's like, oh, I just lost my shoe as she's running away. So that's pretty good, right? I mean, wouldn't you say that that's...
I'd say that's pretty good.
So yeah, you're not...
I would be one of those people scared out of my shoes.
And I'll tell you just flat out that this, I'm so grateful that there's, like, I'm not kidding, 10 or 12 HFCC students that they needed people, we told people, and they hired them.
Very
so this
cool.
is kind of neat. So yeah,
good.
So
yeah, good
anyway.
For them.
What do you got there?
Well, HFCC students, speaking of them and making some money and trying to, you know, make a little dough for your creative juices, getting mm-hmm. them flowing.
Always looking for cheese.
The Michigan Creative Arts Journal Contest is once again going on, and it is a great way to have your creative writing and artwork published. Yes, published.
Mm-hmm.
As esteemed literary fiction writer Raymond Carver once noted in a Paris Review interview, publication of his work validated his efforts and indeed his very life. One rich. I'm sorry.
Whatever.
I started reading it and I don't really get it. But basically, we're like,
yeah.
Basically, the Michigan Ave's Creative Arts Journal is, you know a lot about the Arts Journal.
This is the, what happened was, we used to have a literary publication here, and I don't remember, I think it was called Good Wheels.
Mm-hmm.
And every year they have the Barrett Writing Contest.
Yes.
And if you win the contest, they would publish your work mm-hmm. in the literary magazine that we have here. Well, it was 2 years ago, they decided they were going to redo this. And Ruth Ann Schmidt, a professor in our English department here, just a fantastic, fantastic person. Really, really, really
like
her.
Did we interview?
We have had her on the show.
We've interviewed her.
Yeah, she's fantastic.
And she changed it a bit, the old.
She changed it completely. Now it's called it's the Michigan Avenue Journal, and I guess now the Michigan Avenue Creative Journal.
Yes.
Right.
Michigan Ave Creative Arts Journal.
So what she did, she brought this out. And so when I entered the contest and I was fortunate enough to be a winner, I had all my stuff published in this really cool journal. I was like, wow. So that's the new literary thing.
Yeah. Well, and it's not just literary. I mean, you can have writing, all genres of writing, and you can do art.
Right.
All
and photographs.
Genres of art. Yep. Photo, yeah. So, yep. I mean, there's.
This is a true creative.
Creative,
outlet.
Yes. Be creative, and the more creative you are, the more you're going to get, because the prizes are up to $300 in prizes for best submissions of writing.
Right.
And
so it's
art.
Not just one of 300, but it's $300 is scattered over multiple
and
winners.
Prizes.
But that,
yes.
And prizes. But and that's prizes. How cool is that?
Yes. The deadline for this is November 5th. Get on it. Start getting your, I mean, maybe you have a project you've been working on forever.
Right.
And now finally you're like, well, what am I going to do with this picture that's been hanging in my room forever?
Exactly.
Send it in. Good. Send it in. Try and, you know, win some dough. Send your work via email to Mitch Ave, michave@hfcc.edu. And do it. Get those creative juices to get you some dough for school.
Absolutely.
This is for students.
Yeah.
This is a student thing.
And what better way? I mean, doing what you love and getting paid. Huh.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
That's awesome.
Awesome.
We have a couple minutes, enough time to talk about something really important.
Are we all ready to food?
We are to food.
We're to food.
Yeah,
the 5101 is open, Dennis.
I know.
Happy anniversary.
September 22nd, I believe it opened.
I think you're right.
And the truth is that at the time of our last show, we weren't positive. We had a couple different dates from different people, so we didn't want to go on and say, well, it's either this day or that day. The fact is it opened on the 22nd to mm-hmm. incredible fanfare. And all of our favorite people, Kathy Dooling and Karen and the chefs and everybody that's over there, they're all back. They're fantastic. I saw a lot of these people over time at the the Dearborn Farmer and Artisans Market. Because HFCC has a presence there. We're one of the co-sponsors of the market, which, by the way, goes on to the 29th of October. So you can still go to the farmer's market every Friday, 8:30 to 1.
I need to go.
Okay.
Yeah,
but it's till the 29th every Friday. It's going on, well, I would say right now, but it is. But anyway, the culinary arts program had a presence there a couple times,
Culinary arts program here is another one. I mean, Henry Ford just... All of our programs are awesome.
We're kind of
a big deal.
Yeah, we are.
But no, the culinary arts program the hospitality program is awesome. The food here is great. Everybody there is great. They put a lot of work into these programs, the hospitality program. And there is a scholarship fundraiser that's going to be going on for them Thursday, October 28th. It's $45 per person. This is a $30 tax-deductible donation to Henry Ford Community College's Hospitality Scholarship Fund. And, I just have this flyer here about it. I just found out about it. I mean, this is like breaking news. Just got to us here at Campus Connection.
Yeah.
And it doesn't really say if it's a dinner. Oh, it is. Look at that. You turn it over and it tells you everything that's there.
Lindsay,
it's an eight course. It's eight courses, Dennis.
I know.
Eight courses.
Always look on the back
the appetizer,
of the page.
Yeah. Oh, shoot. The appetizer is so fancy, I can't even say it. I don't even know what it is. Assorted pâtés and... Terranay. And the lobster, the soup is going to be lobster bisque. And then there's a cordial apple cranberry sorbet, applewood smoked lake trout.
Oh my gosh.
Buffet, Beef Wellington is what I'm guessing it's supposed to say. It says Wellington, and I know that's usually a beef dish, but the word first doesn't say beef. It's fancy beef.
Yeah, it's not just beef.
It's fancy beef.
Beefy.
This sounds really good. It's a port wine poached pear salad.
Oh,
yum.
My gosh.
Cheese and berry assortment. HFCC special duo is the dessert. So that's a special. But this is like, this is serious gourmet eats, like serious gourmet food. And it is all going to be going towards the scholarship fundraiser for the hospitality course.
That's so cool.
Here. I mean, it's $45. $30 is tax deductible. So, right. I mean, that's a pretty good deal to get top of the line gourmet food.
This is incredible. Yeah, I talked to a couple of people in the program and they're just like, this, it's amazing.
Yeah.
They're like, if you can do this, you want to. And it's very limited. I understand space is limited.
This is very...
Is it not the first 100 people? Is that accurate?
For the scholarship?
Yeah,
there?
For that.
It does not say on here,
okay.
But I know that you need to get on it and get on it quick because it is October 24th.
And space is limited. I mean,
space is limited.
As great as our restaurant is, I have to tell you, we did a photo shoot in there for the cover of this particular edition of the news.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm looking around. I'm like, wow, there's not a lot of room. And that's, you don't have to. It's not required to make reservations, but it's always, always
recommended.
Super strongly
yes.
urged. Yeah,
yes.
absolutely.
Yes. You can call if you want more questions. If you have questions about the fundraiser program going on,
tell them we have a couple minutes. Can we talk about the? Oh, go ahead. I'm sorry
just
with the number. Yeah,
real quick. I want to give the phone number for this fundraiser program because it's very important and it's an awesome thing. 313-845-9620, and that will give you more information on who to mail it a check to. I mean, I have it all here, but I can't read it all to you.
Right.
So do it. Do it. Do it. Do it. This is cool. Gourmet food. $40.
And then tell them about the Oktoberfest, too.
I know. That's where we're going to right now.
I'm so
I just
excited.
Wanted to. The Oktoberfest is going on tomorrow? Thursday, 2 days from now. Wednesday, October 13th, tomorrow.
Okay, tomorrow.
Tomorrow. It's Oktoberfest buffet at 5101 Restaurant. From 11 to 1 is lunch, and 6 to 8 is dinner. Reservations, like Jenna said, are strongly, strongly, strongly recommended. 206-5101 is the phone number to call. 206-5101. Get your reservation for lunch or dinner for Oktoberfest. Potato soup, Berlin-style pork roast loin, apricot glaze, braised beef, bratwurst, knackwurst.
Sure.
Knackwurst. Sauerkraut, spatzels, hot German potato salad, glazed baby carrots, braised red cabbage. The salad bar is going to have assorted relish tray, bohemian applesauce, beet salad, cucumbers with sour cream and dill, cranberry apple relish.
All right.
Dessert.
Okay,
real quick. Apple strudel, black forest torte, cheesecake with assorted toppings, German stolen bread, and German rolls. German rolls.
We got a price?
Yum. $12.
I know.
All that food, $12, and it's a buffet. So, I mean, you get all that food and then all that food again.
Absolutely.
And all that food again.
Absolutely.
You could just hang out with a dessert bar if you want. That's where I would be.
Okay.
So, yeah.
You can tell me what to do. I'll do it.
11 to 1 for lunch, 6 to 8 for dinner. This is tomorrow at 5101. The Culinary and Arts Student Center is putting this on. They are amazing.
They are amazing.
Oktoberfest. This is the time of the season for good food, to eat good food.
Yeah. You know what? And don't worry about the pounds, you guys, because it gets colder. We need that extra insulation.
We need it.
We have a trike thing, and then we got to go. What's the thing about?
Oh, we have a trike thing. Oh, this is adorable. Cute little trike thing. Where did it go?
I don't know.
Yeah.
There it is.
Where is it?
There
it is. It's a trikeathon. A trikeathon, and it's going on.
It's at the Child
Development Center, and it's St. Jude's is putting it on. It's the children at the Child Development Center are revving up to help kids in need. Wednesday, October 13th, the center will host the annual trikeathon for St. Jude's Hospital. The event takes place in the courtyard of the Liberal Arts Building from 9:15 to 11:15,
cool.
And then again from 12:30 to